लेता हुआ भगवान ने तो कहा जब से कैसे हाल है। Go ahead, Emil. VA 301. Any news? As my last message said, going for a siesta. A little smarter. Hi. No, just woke up there, Henry. I don't know, that trip yesterday and that trip today sort of wore me out. Over. Yeah, that's understandable, Emil. Paul and I were an hour ago, 45 minutes ago, and we put our heads together, and Paul came up with this great idea of using one of these they extend to about 20, 25 feet, I'm not sure. Paul might, if he's listening, he might want to chime in here. And these poles are used by electricians. Anyway, Paul can shed some more light. And then I thought maybe one of these branch trimming poles, you know, the ones that are activated with a rope on the end and a large snips to trim branches. If you have permission, if the tree isn't yours, you know, that kind of thing, you might think about trimming some branches down. Give it some gap in case Paul is listening. DE1EPVH3HY. Paul, if you're listening, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Emil. Thank you, Henry. Yeah, you know, Emil, you've got a backup team that's whether we're up front or behind the scenes, we're cheering you on. I'm sure you know that. Henry and I were talking about branch trimmers, and I wonder about a switch stick. Are you familiar with a switch stick, Emil? The hydro uses them to open a switch on a hydro mine rather than climb the pole. So a switch stick, it's about, I don't know, 30 feet or so. Have you thought of that idea? And you know, a hydro lineman or somebody? What do you think of that idea? Back to you, Emil. CISC.
Yeah, actually, I have one of those, what do they call, tree trimmers, their pole. I don't know. I think it's almost 20 feet long, but where I have to reach is only about 15 feet long. I have to, I think I'm going to clear away about a four-inch branch, and it should relieve the 32-foot tail, because when it drops, the tail may even pull the kite down, but it's wrapped around that branch. The branch that's actually holding the kite is, I can actually use a reciprocating saw, and it'll fall like northward from the tree. So I think by cutting two branches, it should come closer to the ground there. Over.
Go ahead, Henry.
I'm still not awake yet. Yeah, that was a double. So let me see if I got it. Yeah, okay. Well, Emil, I think Paul and I came up with some good ideas, but I think you're already ahead of us. Yeah, if you have permission, if the trees aren't yours, and you have permission to trim a couple of branches, why not take advantage of it, do it, and see if the tail will come down far enough so maybe you can pull on it a bit, I don't know. Back to you, Paul.
I think one of the comments we made, Emil, is it would be nice if we all lived in the same neighborhood, then we can help each other like we'd really like to do. So from a distance, some ideas maybe and moral support maybe. Yeah, sometimes we wish we lived in Halifax, Emil. What do you think of that? Go ahead, Emil.
You guys are more than friends, more than families. You guys are like two brothers I never had. So you guys are doing fine. You guys are doing fine. I wouldn't mind just coming down and having a laugh and giving you guys a big hug. But no, you guys are doing good. You guys are giving me the to get up and go every morning and. And just to carry on, I do have a second backup plan, but I'll see how far these two branches will take me there. Over.
Well, the backup plan I can think of is 2 o'clock in the morning with a flashlight and a chainsaw. If you can get a quiet chainsaw, Emil. Do you understand what I'm trying to say here? With a sense of humor, maybe. It's supposed to be fun, so 2 o'clock in the morning with a flashlight and a quiet chainsaw. Do you want to comment on that, Henry? Go ahead.
Yeah, VA3HO, I'm returning. Okay, I'm going to build on that one, Paul. How about night vision glasses, forget the flashlight, and the chainsaw, make it an electric one and bring an extra battery just in case. Go ahead, Paul.
Okay, Henry. Yeah, two mines, three mines. The more we build, the better. So, back to you, Emil. What do you think if we sneak over to that tree at 2 o'clock in the morning? would your neighbors mind, or you got neighbors close by, Emil? What do you think of that plan? Go ahead.
Well, I tell you what I'm going to do, though. I'll have Mutual Aid 9 running on the ground when I'm in operation, and if you see something that doesn't look right, all you got to do is tell them. or if you see me come down the ladder, all you got to do is tell Paul, and Paul has the emergency number there. I shouldn't have said that. Paul has the local fire department number there, and they're only 2 minutes away there. So, second backup plan, over.
Well, actually, I think I'll be watching you on Mutual Aid, and Henry's the guy with the number. Isn't that right, Emil? I've got Mutual Aid, and Henry's got the number. Is that how the story goes, Emil? Just for your clarification there, can you confirm that? I'll be watching, and Henry will be dialing. Is that right, Emil?
going to try to wake up. I think I'm going to get a cup of Java and see if I can wake up. I still have to sleep here. Okay. Thank you guys for down to business there. When that goes up that portable, we're going to clear for a little bit and see if we can totally wake up. Matthew, they hand me for area 73.
Okay, Emil. It's always good to be able to laugh about things as older guys getting a kite stuck in a tree and then trying to figure out from long distances on how to get it down without the possibility of being there in person. But we're trying. Talk to you later, Emil. And, Paul, I'm going to go. I just made a sandwich, and I got a bottle of water over here, and I'm going to dig into it. So this will be my 73. 73 Emil, 73 Paul, VA 3HR line. Go ahead, Paul.
You know, I can't help but think of the Three Musketeers, and maybe we've gone one better. What do you think? Three Musketeers plus 2026 version. Anyway, fine business, Emil. Thank you for being there. Fine business, Henry. Thank you for being there. We'll talk soon. WE3 India, Foxtrot Charlie is clear.
Anybody out here in my transmission?
VE1 station, I believe. VE1 station. Here is Paul Vidarilla, VE3. 3 India Foxtrot Charlie.
Let me move the other way.